Welcome back to Coach Speak here, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here, and joining us on the line is the new boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Scott Church, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look, you come over after a pretty successful stint at Ogden. You get hired during the latter part of the summer as a new boys basketball coach here at South Hamilton. Just before we dive into the season, you know, what stood out to you about taking this job at South Hamilton, and what was so enticing about it when you applied for it?
I saw the South Hamilton posting, and South Hamilton to me has always been a strong, hard-nosed tradition up there, whether it's been in basketball or football or any programs that they've had up at South Hamilton. They've always been a strong tradition up there, and I thought it was the right time to take my talents and hopefully lead a new program and go that way with South Hamilton basketball.
And looking at this South Hamilton team you take over a very young team compared to a year ago, a team that was a game away from the state tournament, graduated a lot of production off that team, but still there are some individuals that did see some playing time on last year's squad coming back, but it's almost a brand new group for you. Just through some of the offseason workouts and now getting into the first week of practice, just what are some early returns that you've seen from this group here going into the first week of practice?
Yeah, you're right. You know, coming into this season, you know, they lost some quality players from last year's team. These kids are going to be, you know, new to the starting lineup. There's not much varsity experience at all with these kids. I think Grant Larson's the only one that maybe got some minutes last year for the most part, and I'm looking for him to be one of our senior leaders on our team. And you know, it's going to be a learning curve for these guys. You know, in this conference that we're in, it's a very tough conference. I'm real familiar with a lot of the teams that we're playing, being, you know, coaching at Ogden and playing some of these teams already. You know, we're just going to be very young and inexperienced, but at the same time, I think we're going to play a different style of basketball and a very aggressive style of basketball, and I think we'll be fun to watch at the beginning, and hopefully we keep improving throughout the season. And when it comes tournament time, hopefully maybe we're one of those teams that you don't want to play.
And as we look at this schedule, obviously to open up the season, you guys have a couple weeks of practice. You have a jamboree at Roland Story next Monday night, where you guys will take on AGWSR at that jamboree. Then you go into the Thanksgiving break, and you come back, and you guys hit the ground running with some pretty tough tasks. You take on South Central Calhoun in your season opener at home. You follow that up with a home date with Iowa Falls Alden, followed by a home date against the defending conference champion against Nevada to open up the season. So three home games to start, albeit they're at least on paper looking pretty challenging. But just overall with you and the staff, what's maybe the goal or some of the goals that you have set for where you want to see this team at this part of the season through the first couple weeks and into the first couple games?
Well, you know, it's a whole new system, Quinn, and you know, they got to buy into the system, and you know, it's going to take a while for us to get clicking, and hopefully, you know, we catch on sooner than later. But you know, I'm looking forward to getting to the gym tonight, opening night of high school basketball practice, and you know, I'm excited to see what these kids will do. You know, we were with them, you know, for 5 or 6 times this summer, and then we've had some open gyms, you know, 8 or 9 open gyms here before we started off the season. So I'm starting to get acquainted to these kids a little bit. They're not real sure yet what kind of style that I'm going to play. They know I like to play defense. I'm very fond on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, it's going to be something new to them. But, you know, again, we just have to grow each and every game. You know, hopefully we can continue to get better as we start, and hopefully we're better at the end. You know, we're going to be, you know, we're going to get up and down the floor. We're going to press. We're going to do some fun things with that in basketball. But, you know, these kids have got to buy into the philosophy because it's going to be totally different than what they're used to. And sometimes change is good. And, you know, it's not taken away from what they did last year because they had a really good team last year. They had a lot of success over the last years, but I'm confident in the program, you know, that I can help build. And you know, I think if they buy in and do the things we're asking them to do, I think this team will be just fine. You know, there's not a lot of people that are going to believe in us because of what they lost last year. But if they come in every day and work and get better, I think we'll be all right as the season goes on.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the opening week of practice this week.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yep, that was Scott Church, the head boys basketball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We're back with CGD basketball coach Jason Burning after the break.